Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Burntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
Stephanie Megan, you're listening to Broke Girl Therapy.
Okay.
Water.
Are we ready?
Me. Oh my god. So this is your guys' first tattoos.
Yeah.
Aw, and it's a sister tattoo.
Yeah.
What made you decide to get a tattoo right now?
Well, yesterday. It's funny. We went to sushi with our friend John, who's also a Libra, because we were babysitting his kids.
Yeah.
While his wife is at a girls' trip, and we're all eating sushi, and we're like, "Let's go get tattoos." It was a casual Thursday outing. So then we go get gelato, and then there's a tattoo shop right next door, and then it's two twins with two twin babies and three dudes walk into a tattoo shop. The guy's like, "Hey,
what is it again? What's the
it's
tattoo?"
It's a Libra symbol.
Aww.
Yeah. Mine has it has a third skin, so it's it shows all the bleeding. But yeah, it's a Libra symbol.
I love that. I need a new tattoo.
I just
don't know what to get.
After getting that, I feel inspired to get my Yes Daddy in cursive
tattoo. How many tattoos do you have?
I have two.
I like that one.
I really love that one. What does this one say?
This is my grandma's name, Cleotilde Leonardo.
What a name.
Yeah.
I love Cleo that.
Tilde. She was a model.
Ooh. Oh.
My mom's mom. Yeah.
She was great, honestly.
She was a great grandmother. RIP. Rest in peace.
Rest in power.
Love that.
Okay. Rest in power.
We have a lot to unpack and a lot of things to talk about. I feel like we always have a million things to talk about. And
it's hard to get it into like one episode.
And it all flows.
This is why we do multiple parts.
Yeah, we do like, so if you guys haven't been noticing, like we record two episodes at a time. So that's why every time we see TikTok, we're wearing the same outfit.
Yeah, and I changed tops since we're.
Oh yeah, shit.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, since we're at our house, I changed tops.
Okay, well, I don't have that level of commitment.
I'm wearing the same top as last time.
This is the same top.
So when Cammy is wearing a different cami,
get it? Because it's a tank top.
this is Zara.
So many people would be like, "Where's that top from?" Zara.
Yes. Yeah, so yeah, you guys are matching.
Yeah, Nikki's wearing the same one, just different color.
Different colors.
Same, but different.
Do you guys ever share clothes?
Yeah,
all the time. All of our clothes.
I totally would.
Oh, yeah.
Even my designer pieces, I let Cammy borrow.
Sometimes I'll borrow Nikki's underwear.
washed.
You're going to piss people off again.
No, well, if you guys
are sisters, like, of course.
Well, because I don't
and
wear
clean underwear. Yeah.
Yes.
I don't wear underwear. So, when I wear like a mini skirt and I need to borrow a pair,
I have some. Yeah. Cammy doesn't really have a lot of viable pairs of underwear.
You don't have a lot of underwear?
No. No.
Honestly,
I have some old pairs that I am about to try to sell.
Thinking about it last time, because we talked about it in the last episode, like not when wearing underwear, and I was like, what? Like, I'm thinking about it now, like, why did we have to start wearing underwear?
I don't know.
What capitalistic?
Yeah.
And I'm just going to throw this out there to anyone listening. If you want to buy my used underwear,
go
to doubleteampodcast.com and fill out a submission form in the contact page. And
brocotherapy.com at the contact page. I will send you my underwear. Like, let me
for
know.
For a price.
Like I will sell it to you. Like, I'm at this point now.
Yeah, negotiations will start at $40 a pair.
Like, I think about it all the time. I'm like, why am I not doing that? Like, that's such easy money.
I have a bag in my closet of underwear that I'm willing to sell.
Have you ever sold underwear?
No, I haven't yet.
Where do we sell underwear?
Okay, there's sites, yeah.
Yeah, there is a podcast that she teaches all about selling, like, your underwear, your fingernails, your bath water, all of that.
Okay. She sold her IUD for $5,000. $5,000?
Was it?
Something like that, yeah. But she sold her IUD when she took it out. She sold it for, like, a lot of money.
And, like, the grosser, the better, right?
Yeah. I was like, wow. I mean,
what's a starting price? Like, what's an entry level? Like,
I don't know. I mean, I really think it just depends on, I think really what it depends on there is the connection that someone feels towards you will probably dictate the price that they're willing to pay for, like, your underwear, your
IUD. I don't think I would want to give, like, an underwear to somebody that, like, I know.
No, also, I mean, you can sell on Craigslist.
Yeah.
Or no, find buyers on Craigslist.
I mean, like, what happens is a lot of times is you set up a profile online, and they kind of get to know you a little bit through that way. Like, they get to know more about you, whatever.
I don't want them to know anything about me.
Yeah.
Same.
And then once they kind of feel, like, a little bit of that.
Just sniff my panties and give me $500.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm like, if you want to buy one pair for $40, go for it, you know.
Oh, so is $40 really the price
per pair? I don't mind. Yeah, I'll sell it for that,
because I have underwear I need to throw away. Like, I might as well, like, put it to use.
That's what I'm saying. Instead of throwing it away at that time, I just put it in a bag, and I was like, at some point maybe I'll decide to sell my underwear.
Okay,
and when I do, here's the bag.
Mickey, we're gonna all sell our underwear, all right. Like, let's
see who can make the most.
Let's document and see who can make the most.
All right. Well, we need buyers, but
like,
I don't
let's
know.
Like, research. Like, let's figure it out. We'll talk off air. We have a lot of things planned, you guys.
Oh yeah, I don't think I'd set a price. I'd probably go for best offer.
Okay. Yeah. Like eBay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So I do a little auction.
Yeah.
And I'd probably maybe even throw in, like, the nice lingerie that I wear. Maybe one of those pairs. Could maybe do that.
Oh my God. I'm inspired.
Episode idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Later. But wait, what was this episode supposed to be about?
Pegging.
Oh. Well,
more anything butt about stuff. Anything. Let's just talk about anything.
Well, so I noticed on you did the Q&A of, like, you asked people what topics, and yeah. A lot of them said, like, anal, taboo, like, all those things. And I told this on my pod. I don't know if I told this. I don't believe I've told it on yours. So I thought, you know, I'd maybe share this story. It's a really fun.
Yes, tell me the story, because I don't think I've heard it.
Okay, it's regarding.
Am I stuffy again?
You were just whistling, so I didn't know if you.
Oh, yeah. I think my just nose just whistles.
Oh, mine did that too.
Mine does that too sometimes.
I think I'm just really congested right now.
Totally fine.
I feel bad.
We just want to make sure you're comfortable.
No, I totally am. It has nothing to do with you, it has everything to do with me.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Is that like we're breaking up?
It's not me. It's not you. It's
not
me.
You. It's me. It really is.
So this is one of my most favorite stories ever. I was hooking up with a couple. And mind you, this is the first time I ever hooked up with them. But I'd gone to dinner with them. I got to know them, everything. Really cool couple. They were both Geminis. I'm a Libra. I fucking love Geminis.
Wow.
Anyways, so they brought a bag of toys, and they had a lot of, like, anal toys, anal beads, like
plugs,
strap-ons, like all kinds of things, dildos. Like, I was very impressed by their toy collection. So, like, as soon as we get started, they're like, "We're putting stuff up your ass," and I'm like, "Go for it!" Like, I love anal stuff. Like, I've said many times, you guys are well aware.
Butt stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So. I was
Pause. We need to do an episode with you and HK.
Why? Does he like anal?
He's gay.
Okay.
So everything's through the butt.
Oh my God. I would love to do that. Yes. Yeah.
What so, like, in the butt.
We can do, like, an anal special.
Yeah. And, like, he just, anyways.
A booty moment. Okay. Yeah. So I'm like.
Meanwhile, we'll be like.
Like, what?
Shivering in a corner. Yeah.
The unexperienced, like.
So I was, I think I, at this point I was, like, going down on his, on the wife, and the husband started, like, putting anal beads in my ass. And just to kind of explain what they looked like, the beads were actually not that, like, big. They started off small and they got progressively bigger.
Right.
But it went from, like, maybe, like, the size of...
I feel like
of
everyone had that necklace in high school.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I definitely had anal beads necklace in high school. That looked like anal beads.
Yeah. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Wait, I'm trying to...
Early 2000s.
What necklace?
Yeah.
You never had those anal bead necklaces in the early 2000s?
It's like those candy necklaces sometimes.
Okay.
So I would say they started out from, like, the size of, like, a dime and then, like, up to, like, a little bit bigger than a quarter. So they weren't huge. It was, like, five or six of them. And then at the top of it was, like, a heart shape. But the heart shape was, like, what's the word I'm looking
for? Hollow.
It was hollow. So, like, you can, like, grab onto it. So
it was,
like,
a hook.
Yeah. So you can use the heart to, like, pull it out, basically. Oh. So you, like, hook onto the – yeah. Anyways.
Okay.
Maybe I'll send you a picture that you can include on the video.
Yeah. I'll put it, like –
Yeah.
Pop up.
So we, so they put those in my ass and we just like continued on like all having sex together. It was really hot. They were a really fun couple, phenomenal time. Anyways, at one point, I'm like in doggy and he's like pounding into me from behind. And the wife, she goes, oh, I didn't know you took them out. And I was like, I didn't take them out. She was like, then where did they go? And because nothing was sticking out of my ass, like the little heart thing. So we looked everywhere because sometimes when you're having sex and you have anal stuff in, it pushes
so
out.
Scared.
It pushes scared. Out. Yeah. Sometimes it pushes out. And I've had it before too. I had a butt plug in once and I was riding a guy and the butt plug came out as I was coming, which is kind of funny. Anyways, so we thought maybe I had like pushed it out. So we like flipped the entire room looking for the anal beads. Finally, I was like, we were like, okay, they didn't come out, so let's check in. So I will never forget. Oh, I was like on all fours and the husband was like fingering my asshole. He was like, I don't feel anything. And like he had pretty long fingers.
Oh,
okay.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Okay.
So at this point I'm freaking out a little bit,
right?
Because I'm like, where the fuck did they go? Mind you, these things are like
the start of an ER story.
Yeah.
For real. And I used to have a scare of like having a tampon up like while
yeah.
I was.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
so scary. But having that in your ass, fuck.
I've had that too, the tampon scare. Yeah. And these are like, they're about like 6 inches long, these anal beads. Maybe a little longer. Anyways, so finally.
Did you still feel it in you?
Like I couldn't feel anything.
Would you have like felt something?
I couldn't feel anything. No. Then that's another thing too, is maybe because they
did you like push
a
little bit? Like,
well, so I was like, excuse me for a second. And I went to my bathroom and I started pushing and pushing. And finally, and I had my finger in my ass and like I had pretty long nails at that time. And finally, I felt the heart.
Oh Lord.
The piece. And I like kept pushing and then I just pulled it all out. So
was it poopy?
No. It wasn't actually. It really wasn't.
Oh, wow.
It wasn't. Yeah.
Okay.
But I was like, how far up my ass did those go? Because imagine like a finger, which is like probably at least like 2.5 inches, and then further than that, because I couldn't feel them, I had to push, and then 6 inches in from that. So like these were probably like in my small intestines at this point. Anyways, so luckily they came out.
So that backs up the fact, because remember I said my friend loves to get fisted.
Yeah.
Or he loves to fist.
Yeah.
And like he like had like up to the elbow into like someone's ass.
Yeah.
You could do it.
Yeah.
Your anal beads just proved all of us that he,
personally,
he didn't lie.
I will not be going in that journey, but to anyone who does, more power to them.
Yeah.
I'm scared. Okay, so let me share a tale as old as time, and I'm sure you guys would relate. I'm pretty sure. So I had a friend who recently ended up on a date with a guy who showed her pictures of his ex during dinner. Yeah, you heard it right. Pictures of him and his ex. And then I had another friend who matched with a guy and spent an evening chatting about dogs and travels, only to get his dick pic out of the blue. We've all been there, right? Swiping through a sea of potential matches, only to find ourselves in a shipwreck of weirdos and dating disasters. It may sound funny, but let's talk real talk. The constant letdowns, bizarre encounters, and endless ghosting can seriously mess with your head. Mental health is no joke when it comes to dating. And that's where Floor comes to change the narrative. The best thing about the Floor app is it's not just another dating app. It's a sanctuary for sanity in a crazy world of dating. Imagine a place where you can be yourself and connections are made without the drama. You can now say goodbye to the mind games and hello to the meaningful conversations. At Floor, they're all about empowering you to take control. A woman chooses who to talk to and how. There's a safe mode in all chats that doesn't allow dirty talk or explicit pics, and only a woman can turn it off, only when she's ready. The worst part about dating is how redundant conversations could feel, and I feel your pain on that. But what I love about this app is that there's several games in the app to help break the ice. That way it can help you navigate the conversation and it doesn't feel redundant. So if you're tired of the dating app circus affecting your mental health, I strongly advise you to try the Floor app. It's a journey of self-discovery, laughter, and meeting fantastic people who won't make you question your life choices. Download the Floor app right now, F-L-U-R-E, and spend a night chatting. And I hope you have a great time and find your perfect match.
Hey there. Ever wonder what happens to all those amazing screenplays that never make it to the big screen? Wonder no more. Welcome to Table Read Podcast, where we bring those undiscovered gems to life. Picture this, talented actors giving incredible performances with the occasional laugh or blooper thrown in, produced by award-winning pros. From drama to comedy, TV pilots to feature films, there's something for everyone. And guess what? We release new episodes every week, so don't forget to hit that subscribe button. Table Read Podcast, where great stories finally get their chance to shine.
So then I went back into the room. I washed off the anal beads and everything, and then we all had a good laugh about it. But like there was a collective sigh of relief that I didn't have to go to the emergency room to have these fucking anal beads taken.
Tell everybody, yeah. Oh my
God. Will say this: I have not put any anal beads up my ass since then. I have put butt plugs. I feel like they're wider,
right?
And also the one that I have has a very hard stop to it, so like there's no way it's gonna go in. So
when you push these anal beads out, did you like? How did it feel?
I mean, it kind of feels like taking a shit.
I like that.
I
like taking a shit.
It's a nice sensation. Like, I won't lie. Yeah. But it definitely scared me from anal beads for a while. But the butt plugs.
You have the best stories. Like, can I just like pot? Like, Nikki, if I could just have an award, like an Oscar of just like the best sex
stories. Most peculiar yes. sex story.
Like, the most oddest shit, literally, to happen. Like, it's just, like, I would give that to you. But here's my water bottle.
Let's just thank like, you. An honorary moment.
Honorary moment.
I'd like to thank
Nikki,
me.
I think. And then, like, I would like to thank me.
I'd like to thank my roster, the Academy, the executive producers.
The creative director.
Well, I mean, I am the creative director, the executive producer, the everything of my sex life. So this award goes to me.
Like in the 5 years, almost six, I don't even know how long I've been doing this, 6 years maybe, that I've been doing this show, I just feel like, and it's pretty close because HK's got some great ones too. You win. Sorry, you. HK.
I appreciate that. So, that was my anal bead experience.
Back to the regular programming.
This is why my butt plugs are A, for beginners, and B, they have a bunny tail at the end.
Yeah, guys, so I've never tried a butt plug. I've only just been, only butt thing I've done, and I've mentioned it before, has been finger. That's it.
Okay, pause. It's editing stuff here. I just want to confirm that this was recorded back in May. So just want to confirm that a penis has been in my butt. And this is not updated, but I'm updating you now. Okay, back to the show.
Okay, you should try a butt plug because I think it's a great introduction into anal.
And I love the ones that have the tails, like the fox tail, the bunny tails.
Yeah, because you'll feel that if it goes in.
Yeah, you're going to know if there's some furry stuff up in there. But
I think the reason that those anal beads did go up is because the top part was, like, they were silicone. So it was, like, so it moved. It, like, right. And since it was hollow, like, it, you know, so that you can pull it out, it was very, like, malleable. So it probably just went right in as I was getting fucked. So, yeah.
That's so scary.
You're gaping asshole. Just
no, but there was no gaping. There was no gaping.
It just like, it just sucked it up.
It just sucked it up. Yep.
So, oh my God. Imagine if like you just forgot about, like, what if you just forgot? Like, what if you guys.
What if you're just like trying to push out a shit?
Right. Like you guys, like no one mentioned it that night. And then you just went home. What about like.
I don't know. To be honest, like, and I'm thankful.
What happened?
I don't know. I'm thankful that she remembered the wife.
Right. No. Yeah. Like. At such an, because it could have gone further.
Pro tip.
That's so scary.
For anyone trying, you know, silicone anal toys, do not use a silicone lube. It's just not going to do the same.
Use a water-based
lube. You got to use a water-based lube.
Mm-hmm. Isn't water-based lube the best lube anyway?
I like water-based.
I mean, whatever.
I don't know about the best, but I prefer water-based.
I was going to say, whatever Good Clean Love has, that's what I use. I think it's aloe-based.
They have an aloe-based one. Yeah. I will say this. This is a great segue. That couple that I had the anal bead story with, that was actually the first woman that I pegged as well. So the next time I went over to their house.
Let's get to the next best story.
Well, no. So I don't know if I have any.
Me and Cammy. Just be sitting here.
I don't know if I have any significant pegging stories. I've pegged women by now, enough women by now where like I've had some really fun experiences with it. But she was the first woman that I pegged. And so it was a strapless strap on. So like, you know how you can get the strap ons that like you strap them literally around your waist or whatever.
Yeah. Strap on.
Yeah, exactly. right.
Strap it on.
Well, this one instead, it looks like a check mark and the shorter end goes inside me. And then I use the longer end to peg her.
I need to see a picture of this thing.
Wait, repeat that. My ADHD.
It looks like a check mark.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
And one end goes in her.
The shorter end goes of the check mark goes inside me. So then the longer end is sticking out like I have a dick.
Oh my God. So you're getting fucked as you're fucking her.
Yes.
Wait, but how was that stable? Like, did it not slip out?
No.
Did it not have, like, an extra little arm to, like, stay really secure in there?
I didn't even know this thing existed.
It exists, yeah. So it has kind of, like, a hinge. You should. It has a hinge point, and that hinge point is, like, kind of what's... So, like, the part that goes in you, it kind of goes like this, and then there's, like, that hinge point, and then the long one that you fuck with comes out. So then there's stability there.
So, and then... Wow.
Yeah.
Where do they find that?
Actually, at the sex shop that I was at earlier, they had one. And I need to go back.
I feel
and
like
buy
that
it.
Would be so hot to do with like another girl.
Okay, pegging women. Let me just put it this way. The first time that I put that thing inside me and I pegged her, I'm like, I see now why men have the egos that they do. Like to have a penis protruding out of you. Like you're just like
puck. Like I'm kind of
did you
horny.
Like wave it around a little bit
like yeah. That like made me feel like horny like that yeah. Was like whoa that kind of
you should try it I and not should. Only that but it made me realize why men love doggy like when a woman is in front of you and you see the ass
my boyfriend says
shape.
It all the time he's like yeah. Just he's like sometimes I have to like look the other way because if I just immediately see your ass like I'm yeah. Gonna come right away
yeah
he's like, I just want to like enjoy the feeling
so it, many things
shape you know
so many yeah. Things made sense for me when she was bent
you, like,
over
arch it.
Yeah, so many things made sense for me when she was bent over in front of me and I was about to peg her. I was like,
I want to peg a woman.
I want to peg a man.
I want to peg a man too. I want to peg a man too.
You never pegged a man?
No, I've only pegged women.
Wow.
My goal for the year is to peg a man.
Now, I will say.
Don't think my boyfriend will let me peg him.
There's one dude that him and I have talked about pegging extensively, but he carries so much shame around the fact that he wants me to peg him.
I know somebody, yeah. I know somebody who loves to be pegged.
Yeah.
And he's a man, straight man.
Nice.
Uh-huh. And I've asked him to be on the show and he refused.
Oh, poor guy.
And I'm just like, fuck. But he would always tell me all about it. And I was just like, oh my God. I think he was like maybe the first person that kind of like introduced me to like.
I like
was like
it.
Talking to me about yeah. It. I was like, whoa. And it was like, you know, this was like a few years ago. So it was really just kind of like mind blowing to be like, oh shit, like, but you're into women. Like, yeah. Goes to show. But then, like, there's still shame in that, yeah. You know?
I think it says a lot about a man's masculinity if he's willing to be pegged by a woman
or even just have his asshole played with
by a
for
woman.
Sure.
Yeah. If they allow that, then you know they're on the way to enlightenment. Like
yeah.
they're close.
I mean, men's G spot is in their anus.
That's what I'm saying. Like it's yeah. Naturally, like they can naturally fucking orgasm.
Yeah.
Like God invented the gaze.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
No, it's true. But I think so. But seriously, yeah. Nothing to me is hotter than a straight man that's willing to let me peg them.
Yeah.
1000%. Now I haven't pegged.
I cannot wait to achieve this. Yeah.
I'm also on the road to look for a man to peg this year. And so, and I'm hoping I find it. I don't know. Yeah.
We'll do a part two.
But I will say this.
Experience yeah. This.
But pegging women It's a lot of fun, A. B, it really is like a power trip. You feel so like in your masculine energy. And right. You feel like to have like a tool that you're using, you just feel so powerful. Like, I don't even know how to begin to describe it. And it's so hot.
Yeah, I'll just say that seems just so hot just to like see a woman from like a different, you know what I mean? So. Yeah.
And probably the most fun I ever had pegging was actually, it was another couple that I hooked up with, their boyfriend and girlfriend. And I...
Oh, sorry. No, you're good. Keep going. I'll just sneeze and sniffle. It's just, I've accepted it at this point.
Sniffle. I love that word. Sniffle. It reminds me of that tissue commercial. That's really cute. So I put the strap on. Now this was a different strap on. It wasn't the checkmark one, the strapless strap on. It was actually like a strap on, but
I would only do the checkmark one because I want to feel something too.
Yeah.
Strappy strap on.
Like you just go like this and you're feeling something like you.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's like the one thing that is so close to feeling like a man.
Exactly. Exactly.
Sorry, this is all hitting me. Like now, like I get it.
We'll buy you one.
Yeah.
For your birthday.
I want to do it so bad.
Her birthday just passed. Oh. For Christmas. Yeah, we'll get you one of those.
Even though Christmas is a month before my birthday.
Oh, yeah.
Close enough.
Still closer. No, I do. I highly recommend it. And for women, like pegging women too, it's just like, I remember it was actually with this couple that I was telling the story about. She was pegging me, but we were in missionary and then I was like hugging her and I was just like in that moment getting pegged by her. I'm like, I see why lesbians are happy without dicks in their lives.
Cause they don't need it.
Exactly. Ooh. And like, I was like, I remember that was the one moment where I'm like, maybe I could go full lesbo. But I don't know if I quite could. Regardless, it was just like feeling her like I'm, you know, I'm close to her. I'm like hugging her as she's fucking me. I mean, I still feel the sensation of like a penis, but it's a dildo. And like, she's so soft and sensual. It was really hot.
Really fun and beautiful.
It was.
Like, it seems like very special.
Yeah. But the fun part was I put the strap on. That was when she had the strap on and she was pegging me. So I've been pegged by women as well. And then when I put the strap on, I was in the middle sandwiched between her and her boyfriend. So I was fucking her. She was in doggy.
Okay.
No, she was in mission. Okay, so she's facing me and I'm facing her and I'm fucking her missionary with the strap on. And then he's...
And it's also going to you?
No, this was a...
Oh, no, because he's fucking you.
He's inside me in doggy position. We called it doggy mission, the position.
That's kind of hot.
Doggy mission.
I would love to try that.
Let me just say, being in the middle position of this is a lot of work because you're really in charge of the rhythm here. Basically, as he was like pounding into me, I was using his momentum to pound into her.
Ooh.
And that's like...
Yeah, because if you used to go like this.
Yeah,
you really... And then you're like, oh my...
You really have to be on rhythm. You really have to be on rhythm.
I was just thinking, I would love to do this with a man and a woman, but I'm pegging the dude. I'm in the middle, and then I want the girl in the back. So then I feel her tits on my back.
Wait. So wait.
Wait, you want to be pegging the dude. So he's
in missionary, or he's in doggy. I'm in the middle, and then she's pegging me from behind. That sounds fun. Because then the
booty's right here. That sounds interesting. Yeah. I might propose that to this couple. I don't know if he's going to be...
She's pegging you from behind?
Mm-hmm. Now, this is a guy that's open.
And you want to feel her boobs?
Yeah.
You know what? Yeah. Ever since the last... So I don't know if you heard this, but the last sex party last week, I made out with tits for the first time.
Congrats. I've been wanting to like... Okay, do you guys?
And they were like, so nice.
I feel like if I was a man... Actually, it doesn't matter. I'm a tits woman. Like, I just...
I'm
a tits woman all the way.
A pair of tits. Like, I... Oh, my God. Like, you know that girl? I think you probably will know what I'm talking about. All I have to do is sing the song. Like... Damn.
Now beat that boy with a bat.
Damn. That's those titties. I love her.
Well, how did she do it? Just
beat that boy with a bat. And then I'm like, I could watch her videos over and over again.
I am almost embarrassed to admit the number of times I watched that video. I probably accounted for so many of those views. Because every time I was just like...
My boyfriend has caught me. Like, I have to like... show him, like, you know what I mean? Because I'm just like, I hear
him.
Beat that boy with the... Like, he hears me watching.
My headphones
I have to put my headphones in. I've had to put my head...
I can't. Mine are too. I can't.
It goes to show. I am a tits woman.
I'm such a tit. Like, I love.
But girl, the titties I made out with were so nice.
They so really nice. So oh my nice. God.
Did you see her? See her? Wait, did you see her suck the titties?
I didn't see her suck them, but I
know the girl that she sucked.
I felt the boobs of the girl that okay. she, yeah.
So now I'm on a titty journey. So
yeah, no, I am too.
Okay. I just love your one-liners. I know, right? Like, she comes out of nowhere. Out of nowhere. Like, this is your guys' dynamic. Nikki, you come with, like, the crazy-ass stories. And then Cammy comes in with, like, the one-liners. And they, like, yeah. just ties it all in together.
It's a, that's the dynamic, yeah.
And I don't even know where I'm just here.
No, but that's why I was thinking. I was like, I would love to be in this, you know, pegging trio, but like feel the titties and something.
Yeah. Yeah. I actually am really curious about this position, and I'm going to propose that to the couple because he's open to having his asshole played with. I don't know if he's quite at pegging level, but maybe we could use like a really small dildo and I could peg him while she's pegging me. That would be so fun.
Okay, so I've fucked a dildo a good amount of times when I was like dick deprived. Mm-hmm. And I could never get it to be like I tried it a lot and I just never really fully came at all because it was always like,
Were you manning it?
Yes.
And I've never tried that either.
Like, I just feel like I would do it because I'm just like, you know, when you just haven't had dick for so long, you're like, I need something inside of me. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I would shove this dildo and penetrate it in my vagina.
What kind of dildo? Like, can you describe it? Was it like actually like a dick dildo, or was it one of those where it's just like curved silicone?
Silicone and like flappy.
And it was actually a dick? It was shaped like a dick. Because I've only really ever, well, no.
For and it was brown, to be clear, because we all know what I like.
I don't know. Maybe it's just like the way that, I mean, they're all made differently. Like, maybe you just got to find one that really works for you.
I mean, the vibrating ones are, I mean, vibrating always is a great go.
I mean, I think the winning combo is when you put the dildo inside you and then you put a vibrator on your clit.
I probably should have put a vibrator.
Yeah.
I mean, it's fine now.
Whole trifecta, just stick a butt plug in there.
Right. I have like a dick that I can have anytime I want. So it's fine now. But that was like a moment in time where I was like, not trying to get involved with anybody. So I was like, let me just fuck the shit out of this dildo. I mean, and it was a suction cup.
Okay,
so
I
would
say.
Fucking like suction on the floor and try to like, sorry, my tits, just sorry about, like I would just like literally bounce on it. I'm like trying to like, okay, maybe it's like pretend that I'm writing.
Yeah.
And then I was like, okay, let me watch porn. And then I got sad because I wanted to like make out with someone and I couldn't. I realized I was just fucking a suction cup dildo on the floor and I just wanted to make love.
We've all been there.
I get that. I don't know. I mean, it never is the same.
It was in the dungeon, so a while ago.
I don't know.
Animals are loose.
Yeah.
But anyways.
He's a little chunk.
He's such a chunk. Oh. Watch out for the wires. He's so stiff. I need to put this in the bloopers.
He's a little chunk.
Now I'm like feeling a little frisky, you know, like I want to go try these things.
I know. I'm pissed that I'm in LA and I'm not in, like, my boyfriend's not here. Mm-hmm. It's fine. I'm on my period anyway, and it's kind of bloody. Ugh. It's not the most.
Gotta get that sword.
Right.
Wait, what? Oh, God.
All the comments about, like, a warrior needs to get blood on his sword.
I know someone messaged us and they're like, or he was like, I'm so happy to hear there are other fellow vampires. I'm like, oh, okay.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I mean, nothing wrong with that.
I feel like you guys would probably get a lot of guys. I'm sure you get so many DMs of guys just like.
Some that are very into interesting things. And I don't mind it. I love to validate them because, you know, if someone's willing to explore themselves in a safe, consensual way, you know, and not carry shame for the things that they want to do, all the power to them.
I don't mind story. I mean, I don't mind, you know, them sliding into the DMs if it's like a story time or like something relatable or something they're relating to. But The only thing I don't want is like, I can't wait to have your kids. Or
right,
something.
Right. Like creepy, the creepy shit. Yeah. Do you guys get creepy shit?
Sometimes, yeah.
Sometimes, yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say. I don't get creepy shit. I have, because my listeners are like women, like girls who like want to be my friend.
We get a lot of women. I mean, like, if you look on our socials, most of our followers are women. But for sure. Yeah, I don't know.
If you look at our Patreon, it's all men. Thank you. Thank you.
Nothing wrong with that. Thank you, daddies.
Thank you, daddies of Patreon.
Yeah.
For supporting us through this journey.
So back to pegging.
So I'm trying to think. I mean, I don't know how I'm not going to necessarily find a dude to peg. But it's definitely,
I'm surprised you haven't found it. Like, I was like waiting for a story about a dude getting pegged.
I just, oh, now
it's,
I will,
rare.
It is rare. I will say this. I had a partner. We haven't seen each other in a while, but I did really enjoy him. He was bi. So, you know, he liked getting fucked by dicks. So I was like, would you let me peg you? He was like, absolutely, please fucking peg me. But then we just kind of like, it kind of dropped off and fizzled out. So maybe I should hit him up and be like, hey, you know, I know it's kind of fizzled out, but maybe we can get together for this shared experience.
Right. Like, see. I've been really wondering. And like,
yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I remember, you know, someone was asking in our DMs was asking for tips on anal. So we can always reiterate those.
Yeah. I mean, like I always say, and we did say this in the last episode, push out as you go in. And so right. Many girls were like, no. And I'm like, that's how you relax. Like, that's how you, and so, I mean.
I feel like there's always going to be someone who's going to go against things that we say. That's just like, I've kind of had to accept it. Yeah. Because it's like, that's worked for you, you know? And like, I just.
Yeah. And I had anal the other day and that's what I did. And it worked out great.
It worked out fine. So it's like, it's a, you know, valuable source.
I don't know. I will say this. I haven't pegged a girl in the ass yet. And I'm kind of curious to do that.
Wait, I thought pegging was in the ass. So you were not pegging her in the ass?
No, you peg them in the pussy. For women, you can peg them in the ass or the pussy.
That's true. It doesn't matter because it's on. I don't know why. I just assume if it's like, if you're saying pegging, it's like butthole.
No, if you peg a woman, it can be in either hole.
Oh.
If you're a woman.
Okay, so going back to my question about the dildo and me fucking the suction cup.
Mm-hmm.
So like, I think that's like my only concern of like, if I'm going to do those type of toys that, you know, like with pegging and stuff like that. Like, what are you, like, what type of, like, material is it? What, like, are you using lube? Like, because I feel like for me, I don't know if it's just because I was just going through something, like, mentally and emotionally that I couldn't, like, fully get off.
Probably. But, you probably had a blockage. You had, like, a mental blockage. Sometimes you have, like, mental blockages that keep you from coming. I've had that. Sometimes I've
had that.
I get in
ADHD.
My head. And I can't come because I'm, like, in my head. And that sucks. Because then you have to, like, you know, really amp up the vibrator. And then you're like, you know.
You know what? For the first time, I'm surprised I'm only doing this now. And I'm pissed I'm only doing this now. But, like, I think it was one of you guys that mentioned on the show, like, using a vibrator during doggy or, like, missionary.
Yeah.
Bitch, I cannot do it any other way. Like, nothing fucking compares.
I know.
Like, in missionary and doggy style, I need a, like, his dick is great. Don't get me wrong. Like, dick is fine. But like, the vibrator just adds it to a whole level of euphoria that's, like, fucking insane.
Mm. Yeah.
I came so fucking hard. It was so good. Like, I was like, I just felt, I was like, why didn't I do this before? Like, I was pissed. You know?
And you think that people like know this tip, but they don't. So until like, you gotta spread the message, like throw a vibrator on your clit when they're fucking you from behind or in missionary. Trust me.
Which brings me to the point that I would really like to put a vibrator around the rim of a dude's asshole and see how they like it. So then they know what we feel when we have a vibrator on our clits, you know?
Mm.
Like, so they can experience it too.
Like, you know what?
I need a vibrator right now.
You know what my partner did?
Yeah, I have like four.
Actually, it was yesterday. So yesterday we were having sex, my dude and I, and he was fingering me and I had my vibrator on my clit. And then he kind of took his other hand and his fingers and went like right below my vibrator.
So he was kind of, because you know how the clit is shaped, like you've got like the top part and right. then it kind of goes down like this, right? Yeah. So he kind of put his fingers like underneath it, but like kind of to the two sides.
As you had the vibrator on?
As I had the vibrator on. And I'm not.
It was just like underneath, like.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. And I was mind blown. Ooh. I came so hard. I was like, I remember I like literally looked at him. And I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? And he was like, I don't know. I was trying to see if you liked it. And I'm like, ugh. And it was amazing. Like, amazing.
I love vibrators.
Yeah. And you got to try different ones too. Like they make different shaped ones. Sometimes there are others that are like more optimal for during penetration. Like the one that I have is like kind of flat and it looks like a little like mouse pad or mouse almost like you know, for your computer. And so it's easier to put it on your clit while you're getting fucked because it's more like flat and curved instead of like a big rod.
Oh, is that the Dame one?
Oh, yeah. Instead of like a big rod or like the, you know, the
I like
the
my little
wands.
Like pocket little thing. The one that I had in my fucking Instagram photo.
I'll have to go back and look which one
I
that is.
I think I turned off the grid, but the one I like promote, Balesa, the one that I was like promoting.
Okay.
So okay.
That pink one, bitch.
Nice. You know, I'm curious to try a clit sucker while I'm getting fucked.
It wasn't a clit, no, but it was fucking, yeah.
But I bet the clit sucker would be good.
The clit sucker scare me.
It sounds like a vibrator, but then it has like a hole on there that like you put specifically on the clit.
Yeah, and then it like suctions.
Maybe it is a clit, I don't know.
Yeah. That is a clit sucker though, isn't it?
I don't know, but that fucking pink little thing fucking fucked me up so good. Like,
did your boyfriend like feel you coming really hard? Like,
I'm pretty sure. I would like, that was great.
I love that.
And like, here's the thing is like, I never come, and not just with any guy, like I never have ever came through missionary.
Yeah. It's hard.
It's always like writing or oral or whatever. But
you
like,
know what
you
know what my favorite thing to do during missionary is, and you need to try this. Okay. Instead of him being the one humping, right? He stands still. You be the one humping.
During missionary?
Yeah. You like
underneath. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I love coming that way. For me, it's just like, I don't know.
It's a workout.
It's a workout, but like,
it's a probably good lower ab workout.
Yeah, no, for sure. Like, I can feel,
but just the way that I come from that is just so, so good.
It was so good. I'm like rewinding, like I'm like replaying the sex in my head. Cause it's like, I remember when we were doing missionary and I had the vibrator for the first time. I was like, what the fuck? I'd like tried it for the first time, but then like this is when I still lived in LA. My roommate was home and I had to stop it because I was like, I wanted to literally scream because it felt so good that I was like, I have to save this for later.
Have you ever used the Hitachi wand? So the Hitachi wand, it's a vibrating wand. It's marketed as a hand massager or as like a personal massager. But it's basically like this big white wand and it has like a
I see it in my head. Yeah.
And that's I've hooked up with a lot of couples that have those. And it also comes with this really fun attachment, by the way, that's for the man. And so it like it's like a rubber, it's like a silicone, almost like a pocket pussy, and you put it on their dick and then you like use it. I think you can attach it to the wand so that it vibrates too.
I need to
don't
see
quote
pictures.
Me on that. But I used it on a guy once when I was hooking up with a couple, and I used it on him and I absolutely love that for hand jobs. So highly recommend there. But what I was gonna say was try the Hitachi because it's so powerful.
Okay.
It's kinda hard to use during partnered sex, but you can do it. But like you will literally like see God when you use the Hitachi.
Oh my God, I believe it. I just want to get and collect like more vibrators.
Yeah.
Like I just
the last time
I get really attached. Like I'm like that with men. I get really attached to like one vibrator until like, it breaks.
Yeah. I have my favorite.
I'll have
it
until
the same way. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm the same way. But the last time that I used the Hitachi was with the couple that we did doggy mission with when I was pegging her. And then later on I had her when we finally like removed the strap and everything.
I
was
just
see
pictures of all these people. We're not gonna obviously air it, but I just like I need a face.
Oh, I'll show
to
you pictures.
It.
Yeah.
I think because this sounds so hot that I need to envision.
I totally
is that
get
weird
it.
To say?
No. I'll show you pictures.
Okay. I'm like
I think they're all hot. Yeah. But anyways, I was using the Hitachi and I had her sit on my face and like I came as I was eating her out. And that's like, for me personally, one of my most favorite positions.
I have a question.
Let's hear it.
So we've talked about me being curious with women and I've never even like made out with a girl.
Okay.
But one day it will happen. Mm-hmm. And one day I will go. I'm okay with going down on women. Like I want to.
Okay.
I just haven't been there.
Okay.
But I'm scared of what to do.
I mean, I will say this, like the first couple times that I ever hooked up with a girl that I went down on a girl, it was like very intimidating and I didn't know if I was like doing it right.
Right. I don't want to be like categorized with those other guys who like don't do like, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, no, I don't want to be
I would honestly, that's why like for me, like when it comes to women, I'm more than happy to do belly button up, but I just like, I get so...
You're tilt the microphone.
Well, I wanted... Okay, anyway.
There we go. Yeah,
but then I have to stand up. Okay, anyways. But like I get scared. I don't know if I have the want to go down on a girl, but like, and even just the thought of it makes me think like, you know what? I don't want to do it wrong, so I don't even want to try it.
The best thing to do is like really get them spread eagle, like open up and then kind of like pull everything apart so you can really look at it. And it's so easy to find the fucking clit. I don't understand why guys struggle with it so much. I mean, I'm being honest.
I can't talk shit. I just found my clit like barely a year ago.
Oh, you'll see it. Anyways.
But now I know where it is.
Yeah.
So I'll be fine. That's step one.
And then you just start licking it. When people go down on me, I like it when they like, you know, when they lick my clit kind of like an ice cream cone. When it's like your full tongue, you're like, right?
Yeah.
Okay, full tongue. Same. So I do the same to girls, but some of them like it differently. Sometimes just like the tip of the tongue, you like try sucking on it. So you kind of like suction on it a little bit and like pull it out and kind of like, you know, suckle on it. Is that the word I'm looking for? Yeah.
I like kisses.
Yeah, that too.
Oh.
So but I like it like on the bone. So, you know, right where like, you know, right where it's cascading into the crevice and it's like,
yeah.
Oh, sorry. Right when it's like cascading in and like, you know, your clit's at the top, like that little area right there. Uh-huh. That's where I prefer most of the action.
Yeah.
But that's just me.
So, and I mean, sometimes like I like licking down by the hole, not just the clit sometimes, and like, especially if they taste good. So, I mean, the best thing that I get, the best advice that I can give when it comes to going down on a woman, the things that you like, try those out on her and see if she likes them. See what gets a reaction. But like mainly just start licking and kissing and sucking. And like eventually you're going to feel and see like what she likes and then just continue doing that.
I also think it's so hot when like my boyfriend eats me out, has a vibrator and like has the vibrator on my clit. But it's just like eating me out so like roughly around like my thighs and my vagina. Like when it's like a little rough.
Yeah, I like that. I like nibbling around the area, like everywhere.
Would you say it's less laborsome to lick a pussy than to eat a dick?
Oh, or, good question, Cammie.
Because I'm not going to lie, like, you know, choking the whole time. It's just, it's hard. It's a job.
And I can't breathe.
I don't. Honestly, I don't know if I can fully answer that just because, like, there.
Like, does your jaw get sore?
No, but your tongue does sometimes. And like, and sometimes it's like, there's a lot of neck movement too. And if you're trying to keep like a good rhythm, sometimes it is laborsome. I don't know.
I've neck movement with dicks. No.
Yeah, that's true. I hadn't thought about that.
Hurt my neck. During that.
So I would probably say that they're equally laborsome. And it really just depends on like how quickly you can get them off. Because like if it happens quick, like then it's not as tiring. But if it takes a long time, like after a while, like you do get. But the nice thing about like, well, I mean, they each have like their moments of reprieve, you know?
Yeah.
Because like if you don't want to use your tongue, then you just kind of start sucking on it a little bit. So like give your tongue a break. But like, or like with a dude, same thing. Like if you don't want to like be licking as much or sucking as much, you know, switch to the other motion. So I don't know. When it comes to pegging or hooking up with girls, like it's just so hot. Like I remember one time I was fucking a girl, so she was in front of me, so but it wasn't doggy because she was like kind of sitting up straight. Mm-hmm. So she like had her back against me And like I was fucking her, and then I like reached around and like was like playing with her clit as and like it's just like you feel the boobs, you feel the body, it's like soft, it's so different than a man, and it's just it's equally as hot. It's such a turn on. So I don't know. I'm feeling very inspired to go hook up with women now. It's like that's what I'm saying.
Well, like, we are going to a sex party in 2 hours, so have at it.
Well, and like you know, my male. Partner currently, or like the main one that I'm seeing, like I'm very happy with his dick. So now I'm like, you know, like maybe I'll go down on some girls tonight. I don't know.
I love that.
Yeah.
I can't wait for that moment. Your cats could climb.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I was like looking, I was like, whoa. Like Junie could climb, but she's like, doesn't really go on top like that. Like,
yeah, I know they love it up there. We try to keep them off the counters, but it's the only way.
They're so, like, big.
They are big cats, yeah.
I, like, it's just to realize how small, like, Junie is. Sorry. Some thick kitties.
And they are
so
thick boys.
Honestly, my vagina's fat. Like, I have a thick vagina.
I have a very, what's the word I'm looking for?
Like I get complimented on mine, which I really like.
I feel like, I mean, as twins, would your vaginas look the same?
I think they look the same. Yeah. I've seen Camilla's vagina. It looks just like mine. Yeah.
Okay. I was gonna, I don't know. Yeah. That was a weird question.
No, no. I mean, I don't like, I'd say so. Yeah.
They look about the exact same.
I don't, I'm trying to think if there are like any differences. Not that I can think of.
Yeah. Like my lips are like so thick.
There's nothing wrong with that.
I think that's
good,
though.
I'm not even, like, ashamed about it. Like, I just, like, I'm now, if I used to feel ashamed about it, but now I'm just, like, there's nothing wrong with it at all. Like, it's still, like, men don't give a fuck.
I was going to say, like, having gone like, down on women with, like, a variety of, like, vaginas, I guess, per se, yeah, it doesn't really, like, make a difference.
It doesn't make a difference. Yeah, it's just a little thicker. That's it.
I don't know. Like I said, I'm a big fan of women's bodies.
Yeah, I love that.
I'll let y'all know how my titty journey goes.
Yeah.
Yes, we need, like, wait, can we just dive into, like, what happened when you sucked these titties? Like, what, like, how did this come
out? I had no idea what to do. She had, and she
how
had,
do you not know?
She had, like,
I feel
really,
like I would know what to do.
She had, like, really, like, small, tiny nipples, kind of like I do. So I was like, oh, okay, you know, so they're like mine, you know, except. They're just bigger, but same size nipples. So I started with some licking, and then I went into sucking and a little bit of pulling. She seemed to like that. What was really
dope.
I love
getting my tits played with.
Yeah.
I actually have, I don't know if you can see it, but I have a bruise right here and then like another bruise right here from my partner that was sucking on them very roughly last night.
I love that. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. That looks like lip marks on there.
Yeah. Well, no, he was biting right here. And then
I
he started
love
sucking right here.
Like biting. On
the, I love bites. I do. I think they feel good. As long as they're done the right way.
Yeah. Now, this one you'll notice is like right by my armpit. So my doms introduced me to the armpit area and how good it feels.
I've heard of this.
Yes.
And I'm glad that now I know someone that has experienced this. Let's dive into it. I know that we're running out of time, but
No, you're good. Like, so I just need to know. My doms, one time, we were all having, so it's a male and a female, and we were having a threesome together. I've mentioned a lot of threesomes in this episode. I do have a plethora of threesomes, male, female, male, male. I haven't done a threesome where it's three girls. That's on my bucket list. Anyways, so, but what I really liked it, what they did is they like pinned me down with my armpits, like with my hands above my head. So like my armpits were exposed and they both just started like licking and sucking like all around my armpit area. Wow. And it felt so fucking good.
I'm going to need to try that.
Felt fucking good. I cannot even begin to describe how good it feels to have, like, especially right here.
Right.
Kind of this area where your boob.
I'm insecure.
Yeah.
About my armpits.
Okay. So I was insecure too, but like.
I just feel like, I don't know. Like, what if it smells?
Okay. I had deodorant on and I was like, oh my God.
Yeah, my deodorant. Like, they taste
smell right now. That's nice.
And you know what they did afterwards? He literally grabbed a towel and just kind of went like this. And then she did it like this and they were like, and then they were just so happy that I enjoyed it. Like, they didn't even care. Yeah. So, like, that's one thing I love about hooking up with them.
I think it's more so, like, it would take me a while to, like, not be in my head about it.
I get that. And it took me a little while too. But once you feel how good it feels, you kind of get out of your head because you're like, fuck. So there was a clip on our Instagram where I talked about how I like the area right here specifically being like bit or sucked or played with or whatever. And so when my dude and I were having sex the other day, he started like biting and like sucking that area. And I was like, oh my God, that feels so good. He was like, well, I saw that on your Instagram. I thought I'd give it a try. And then I grabbed his arms.
He listened.
I know. Really proud of him. He's such a good guy. Yeah. And then I pinned his arms down and I started doing that to his armpits. And he was like, fuck. And I'm like, yeah. And I'm
guys,
like,
lick your man. Wow. Lick your partner's armpits.
Lick their your partner's pitties. Armpits. Well, that should be the title of the episode, but we talk about
lick their no, we shouldn't. Yeah. Lick their pitties.
Lick their pitties. Lick their titties. Like, you know, anyways.
Right. Well, now I kind of want my armpits to be licked.
Yeah. Try it.
And he.
I need to try it.
As soon as I did that to him, he was like, I get it now. And I'm like, yeah. He
you
was
know,
like,
it's like
fuck.
I love the ear, the neck, the tits. Mm. It's like,
try the armpits.
Why are we scared of the armpits? Try the armpits. The armpits are kind of there too. Yeah. Like, they wouldn't make sense.
I've had it here before and I really liked it. So I just need to venture a little bit more out.
Venture in and go
I mean,
a little
bit.
I've
had like all over here.
Right here, this spot right here also feels really good. Also feels really good. So,
Ryan,
let me
my armpits.
Lick the pigs.
He's
going to
be like, you can just stop hanging out with the twins. Like, there's all this weird lick shit.
No, honestly, he's probably embracing it because like, Brian's more of a freak than I am. Like, I think he's just like he's definitely like way more like wanting to explore. Maybe not pegging so
he's
much.
He's an Aries, right?
Cancer.
Oh, Cancer. Okay.
Cancer, mm-hmm. Libra, Sag.
Oh, wow. Okay, yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, like he's definitely like way, like for me, it's like I'm like horny too, but I like if I have a lot going on in my head, I just get distracted easily.
I get it.
But
well, we all get there. We all have that happens to all of us.
Right. So
I need sex.
Becoming more present in sex.
I know.
Like,
I'm getting kind of horny this episode. This episode made me kind of horny.
I know.
I think because I'm also on my period. I'm extra hornier on my period. I've said that on the last episode.
I really want to go eat out some women. Yeah.
I want to eat out a pussy too.
You really should try. It's
like I really feel like talking to you and like having your explanation, like I feel more confident.
Yeah. And then peg a woman.
Okay, that might take some time. Not because of me, but like, I don't know how to bring that up to somebody.
Do you want to peg?
Respectfully,
would you like to
may
peg?
May I peg you?
Would you like to get pegged by me?
Yeah.
Would you like to?
May I peg you?
Here's the thing, like, I haven't even like made out with the girl. You know what I mean? So like,
Yeah. Like, no, baby steps.
Right. Yeah, start with kissing, then go into the titties.
Can I peg you? Like that. Yeah.
And then, you know, from there, explore.
Like I haven't gone through this experience with a woman yet. So it's just like,
I
don't even know how to flirt with a girl. You know
it,
what I mean?
That it's hard.
In high school, like our friend group and I, we all just made out with each other. Just, not Nikki and I, but you know, everyone else.
Yeah.
You know, just to like practice and, you know, see what kissing girls was like. So we did that in high school, college.
See, yeah. My friends were not like that.
Oh, we all were. We were also horny and like trying to figure it out.
Yeah, we would all watch porn together.
I feel like we're all, yeah. I feel like some of my friends, like we were horny, but we were like, and it's not there. Like, I think we were all kind of shameful of it.
Yeah, I get that. Yeah. You know what I mean?
So, like, we didn't really, like...
It's hard to create a safe space.
Right.
Yeah.
And so, like, because deep down, like, a lot of us were, like, hoes. But, like, we just were, like, low-key.
Quiet hoes.
It. Right. Yeah.
Low-key
like,
hoes.
Like, too scared to, like, talk, you know.
Yeah.
But here I am, though.
But here we are.
Whenever you decide to explore women, I fully support you and I wish you the best.
I mean, my boyfriend fully supports that. And it just
hop on the dating apps. Be like, hey, I want to explore. Would someone like to go on that journey with me?
I think I just have this like weird like trauma. I don't know if it's trauma or like thing with like sex. Like that I've been really kind of like having this conversation with myself. Like, with my boyfriend, it's like different because it's like I feel safe. Mm-hmm. But like before him, when I was single, like it was like I've had hookups, I've had friends with benefits, but it was always such a struggle to just like feel good in that. Like, I don't know. Like, it's weird. Like, it's like I have to have like such a connection.
There's nothing wrong with that. I mean, I think it's normal for people to want to have a connection or to feel that.
Well,
safety.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, maybe try to befriend a girl and build that platonic connection,
yeah,
the friendship. Yeah,
but then like if I have a platonic connection with the girl, I don't want to hook up with her.
I get that.
But you gotta pet, you know,
I don't
pass
know, I'm
that boundary.
To figure it out.
Pick a girl men, you're sexually attracted to, and just like go
bam,
about.
Sorry, it threw me off. Whatever that song, I couldn't sing.
Oh, damn, straight, please. Whatever it is.
Well,
but
what was that girl's name? I don't even remember.
I don't know, but
I
if y'all
know,
have seen that TikTok, you know what I'm talking about. The titties
TikTok
are amazing.
Oh, it's
she really, and
great,
she's got that great, you know, top.
And she's beautiful,
that goes
too.
She's,
yeah,
beautiful.
She's,
yeah,
beautiful.
She's
gorgeous.
I would say don't build a platonic friendship. Approach it like you would a friends with benefits.
Yeah.
See? Approach it like you
that's
would a friends
with benefits. That's also the because that was a tough thing with men, too. That's
but
yeah,
you might
women
feel safer in it with women because,
yeah,
I feel like women are even though it is like, especially if you've always, you know, been with men, but you're curious about women. And so, you know, you try the other side, which I definitely did. Like it takes a lot of time to kind of like, A, accept it. It took me a while to accept it. Years. B, also grow like confidence in it, which I understand. But C, also like understand how to read women because they're different than men. They really,
exactly,
are.
Exactly. It's,
yeah,
all those things where it's like with men, it's, you know. It's,
yeah, you know men, but you don't know women. So like the thing is like you really have to like just try and just see what works. Like the thing is like if you compliment them like, oh, I love your shirt, then they're just going to think you're complimenting their shirt.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's different.
With you
guys,
have to like, yeah.
She wants to fuck.
I remember I went to a sex party once and the girl was like, listen, I think you're hot and I'd like to hook up with you. And I'm like, thank you. Because I wish every girl was like that.
Right.
And so
I think I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, Sierra. Anyway, so.
Who knows? I'm Sierra.
Sierra.
This beat is automatic, supersonic, hypnotic, funky, fresh.
So
do I have to bleep that out?
No.
Yeah.
No?
It's fine. So okay. I think like with women, it's good to be direct, but respectful, obviously.
Right,
I think women definitely like a little bit more like kind of flattery and everything. But at the same time, like when you really just kind of have to.
I think I'm attracted to like like more masculine women.
I can see that.
Like or women that could like kind of do, but like Kehlani, perfect example, where Kehlani could be like super androgynous and masculine, but then she could be like super sexy and feminine.
See, I like to go for more feminine women.
I have no idea because like the chick whose boobs I made out with, she had, she was blonde.
Hi.
Oh,
Petey.
She was blonde, you know, had a bunch of like tattoos. She had like a full
blown neck tattoo. Yeah.
That I fucking loved. But
that's
like,
hot.
She gave off.
I like a tatted woman.
Yeah, but she gave off this like this perfect balance almost. At least to me, like that's what I got. Like she was feminine and masculine in a way because like it was mainly her and her partner playing together, and then people would just watch. And at one point though, both of them were on my tits. So she was licking one tit, he was licking the other. But what I really liked about her was that she had like that both like masculine,
yeah,
feminine.
Yeah, I think I feel like me and you would have like a similar like,
yeah,
taste. Mm-hmm.
So it's like, yeah, I think I need like a good balance of both. Because I
guys
like
know,
that
you
was fine.
Do you guys know that band, The Internet?
No.
Odd Future, The Internet. So there's a singer named Sid. And Sid is like an androgynous lesbian. I don't know if
non-binary.
I feel like this sounds familiar.
Non-binary. Okay. I mean, I don't know if like if they're necessarily non-binary. I don't know. I don't know what like their pronouns are. But
okay.
Anyways, I'd fuck her.
Conclusion. You know who
and
I
she's
would
like,
fuck?
She's very like androgynous, but like when she sings, it's very feminine.
See, now I'm not afraid of a woman that's more masculine. I just prefer more feminine women, but there have been some more masculine women that I've seen that I'm like, yeah.
I think I need that equal balance. Like, for example, Sandra Bullock can get it from me any day. And I think she's hot.
I think she's balanced
too.
She
gives
off
a very balanced energy.
In her feminine and masculine. Yeah, I see that.
Yeah. I'm trying to think. Kehlani just does it for me. For sure.
Doja Cat.
I was going to say Doja Cat.
Oh, man.
I think Doja Cat is
the
literally everyone's.
I would let Doja Cat
dom me. Yeah.
Yeah.
I would fuck the shit out of Doja Cat. Like, for sure. 100%. I think we're all attracted to Doja Cat.
Doja Cat. How can you not be?
Ugh, right.
Just thinking about her. Anyways, so.
Yeah. That's something I need to explore. When it's time, in all due timing, I never ever want to force anything. Like, no, even just,
yeah.
Even just like, I put things out, I manifest it, and it always does come, and I always want C-U-M. Like, and I just want things to happen naturally. I don't want to force it. Cause I've talked about like experiencing with women before. It just hasn't been the time.
No, and so. I mean, like, for me too, you know, I definitely didn't force it. I kind of really took my time in coming to accept it before I started exploring it. So, and then finally, I just one day kind of took the plunge. But even then, I went slow when I did. So, yeah, take it at your pace. If it happens, it happens. And
I would say I'm going super slow.
Yeah.
But no, there's nothing wrong with that. I'm also, like, working through that, like, systemic shame in my mind of, you know, like, you know, you shouldn't be with women. Same. But I'm over here like, you know what? I can at least try it to see if I like it. Right. So I'm going with the...
Like, I don't want to title myself anything because I don't know, but I'm willing to try.
So I'm just, you know, I'm going with the flow, you know? If I feel like one night I want to, you know, try sucking some titties, I'll try it.
Yeah. You did it.
I did it. I'm actually very proud of myself for doing it. And did you like it? So I did.
Did you like, were you turned on? Like, I was, sucking the tits? Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. That was the difference for me is, you know, the first time that I tried with... you know, doing things with women at a sex party, it was mainly like them sucking on my boobs. And that actually did not do much for me.
When women would suck on your tits?
Yeah. But then I went in, you know, and, you know, connected with her and tried it out with her. But then when she sucked on my tits, like that turned me on. And I don't know if that was because like I had done it to her first or why.
I mean, if it's a person, maybe you're just more
attractive. Yeah, maybe it's a person. Yeah.
Maybe.
Could be.
Yeah.
So... Or it's all different for everyone.
Well, just take your time. I'm so glad that you suck some titties. I'll be next one day. I'll suck some titties when it's the right time. Manifesting. This is what it is. We're just manifesting.
Manifesting.
I'm excited to suck the next pair of titties that I come across.
Suck some titties.
Suck. Okay. Well, plug yourself. We've talked about a lot.
We did. I don't even know where that
is. Cammie and Nikki of Double Teamed Podcast. Check us out on doubleteampodcast.com. And all the relevant links are there. You can find us on Twitter, IG, Reddit, TikTok. You can find us on Patreon, be our sugar daddy. And yeah, you can also find us on OnlyFans.
Not that kind of content. We just...
Nope. I just put it on there just for reach. For
tips right. And reach. Yeah. Do we put the episodes on there?
No, on YouTube though. Actually, I haven't done much with the OnlyFans, but I'm
it's gonna just for our episodes.
I'm going to keep it very professional.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, we could sell your panties on there.
I'll sell my panties.
Oh, that too. That could be on there. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, follow me, Stephanie Megan. We're going to brocotherapy.com. All that shit is there. Send me your stories, your questions, and your lives. I don't know.
Yeah. If you've pegged a dude, tell us about it. Tell us.
If you pegged a dude, let us know.
Yeah. Tell us what you want us to talk about next time.
Yeah, because we...
I'll throw myself in some other sexual situations, see what happens, and then I'll let y'all know.
We need Nikki to do all the shit for the content.
She's going to come back and be like, I put on a penguin suit and things go weird.
I'm okay. Not opposed.
Not opposed.
I feel like she'd fucking do
we
it.
We love the furries. Okay.
Okay, bye.
Broke girl therapy. Broke girl therapy. Broke girl therapy. Broke girl therapy. Broke girl therapy.
Have you ever watched a futuristic sci-fi movie and wondered, but wait, could any of this really happen? And will I live long enough to see it? That's what our show Hypothetical is about. I'm Carrie Bechet, and on this podcast, we ask what-if questions about the future. Like, what if we could read minds? What if the world's digital data was erased all at once? What would happen if the Yellowstone supervolcano erupted? Then we explore that question two ways, through speculative science fiction and through dialogue with brilliant scientists. The result is a genre-bending narrative that's interwoven with real facts provided by literal geniuses. And spoiler alert, a lot of the science fiction out there, it's not nearly as far-fetched as you might think. Come time travel with me into the future on Hypothetical, New episodes on Tuesdays, available on all your favorite podcast apps. Just search Hypothetical. That's HYPERTHETICAL.